That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Welcome back to the show. Today's episode is called Abundance Unleashed, Your Guide to Prosperity. Are you psyched? Are you ready? Are you in it to win it? Josh, are you into it? Totally. Wolf, you? Yeah. Wolf, Rhea, in. Everybody's in. Whole peanut gallery is in for this episode. I have Q&As coming through. I'm going to let anyone that wants to come through, come through. Ask me questions about abundance. Ask me questions about the guide to prosperity, how to unleash our abundance. This is a huge topic. We're entering into the new year. We're winding down this year. The day that this is coming out is Cyber Monday. This is a day where we get deals, right? It's like a day where we're like, yes, I get the best discounts and whatever that might be. That's an abundant feeling. So let's lean into that even right here, right now. That brings me to today being the last day for the manifesting bundle. So if you're thinking about getting the manifesting challenge, the 21-day manifesting challenge that starts in January, today's the last day to get in early and get the manifesting bundle, which includes Law of Attraction Coaching Weekly and my Art of Manifesting workshop. So all that's at deargabby.com/challenge. Just get yourself in there early. So if you think that you're going to do the manifesting challenge, just jump in now, because today is the last day that you can get the bundle. It's weekly manifesting coaching, Law of Attraction coaching, plus the Art of Manifesting workshop, all for the price of $37, this awesome 21-day challenge. So that's an abundant moment right there, isn't it, Josh? Isn't that an abundant moment? Right, Ray? Abundant moment. They're like, And I know Cyber Monday is a very great feeling of abundance when I can go get all my Skims on a very low discount. I really like Skims, but I like when they're on discounted deals. No offense, Kim. Kim, I love you. But you know, it's not a cheap pair of underwear, but I'm going to go get them on deal. It's an abundant moment. Let's get the discounts. All right. So we are going to bring in our guest today and talk about Abundance Unleashed. Whew, that feels so good. Just to say it, Abundance Unleashed, unlocking that abundance. And it starts with an abundance mindset. I want to give you the answers and let them come through in the Q&A, but I'll just open with, when we focus on abundance in whatever form that comes, we create more of it. So even just on Cyber Monday today, seeing that Skims bra on sale and being so excited that you can have this luxurious Skims bra that really makes your boobs look good, that's an abundant moment. Josh is laughing his ass off. That's an abundant moment. I just licked my lips and I had a little extra chocolate from my chocolate bar. And I'm having an abundant moment. I'm telling you, Ree, what's abundant in this moment for you? What's abundant for you, Wolf, in this moment? I'm putting you on the spot, bro.
I've been in high production value as of lately.
High production value?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I've been getting a lot of output from my input.
Getting a lot of output from your input.
Yeah.
That is something to celebrate. Now, what we just did with Wolf is really important. I asked him what feels abundant. And he's like, ooh, without any question, he's like, I'm getting output from my input. And what he did right there was he started to celebrate his abundance. And so when we start to no longer minimize our abundance, but celebrate it, because it's easy to be like, oh yeah, that's just too good to be true. Or, you know, that happened last week, but what about this week? Or whatever it might be. Or, you know, I don't want to be too great, or I don't want to be too good, or I don't want to get too good a deal. It's too good to be true. But instead, Wolf said, I am getting a lot of output from my input, and he's celebrating his productivity and his creations. Let's celebrate that more, Wolf. And when we start to celebrate what's abundant in our life, we start to put more momentum behind it and in turn, create more of what we want. Thank you, Wolf, for celebrating your successes here on this Dear Gabby show. And my friend, I will reflect it right back to you and tell you that your energy is so magnetic and I will continuously give you lots of output for your input. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So that's what we're talking about today. How to activate more abundance in our life by focusing on what's abundant. So I'm going to share one of mine. I got my cookie behind the camera right here, Joshy, JD, Cookie. You know him as Where's Waldo. He's in my Instagram. Josh has taken on a whole world of his own in my stories. And he's just sitting behind the camera and he's like laughing and shaking his head. He's just so proud to watch me and he's so in it. He's shaking his head and he like looks at me like literally I'm like the biggest gift in the world. And it makes me feel so good. And so that's an abundant moment for me to have Ree here with me. Ree is our social media manager, but she was an intern for me for 4 years. And I just mentored her. And when she came to interview, she's like, well, I think I should go look for other jobs. I was like, Ree, don't f this up. So Ree is here and now she's kicking ass working for us. She was with us for 4 years. I feel like I nurtured her and molded her into the perfect media manager. And now we've got Joshy here. We've got this amazing abundance message from Wolf. And so you see where I'm going, guys. I'm feeling Josh's energy behind the camera. I'm feeling my gratitude for Ree. I'm feeling my gratitude for Wolf. I'm feeling my gratitude for the people that are on Zoom and Alyssa, who's co-producing this right now on Zoom, and just the beautiful people that are holding the space. And so by me celebrating that, that's abundance for me. Well, it's not literally necessarily like someone throwing cash at me. It's abundant energy. And that abundant energy, if I celebrate it, my goodness, how does that make the people in this room feel? And how does that make you feel if you're listening? How does that make you feel? Because when you're in the presence of somebody celebrating their abundance, it reminds you that you have it too. So let's bring in our first guest. Let's listen to what you have to say. Let's celebrate your successes. And I want to bring in some more abundance today. Let's see who's coming through. Who's coming through?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My friends, listen up. I've got something that I think will really, really help you out. It's going to allow you to stress less and enjoy your holiday season a lot more. How amazing would it be to have convenient meals that are easy to make and keep you energized on those jam-packed days? No extra trip to the grocery store, no chopping or prepping, and no cleanup, people. But you're still getting really good, tasty, healthy, nutritional meals. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are the way to go. Ready in just 2 minutes so that you just have to heat it up and go. And so please listen to me when I say skip the stress of meal prepping over the holiday with Factor. There are so many meals to choose from 35 weekly flavor-packed meals and a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences, all delivered right to your door. Well, I'm here to tell you that Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, is the only way to go. And if you're looking for a really special occasion, you can have Gourmet Plus options. And if you're worried about calories, they have meals that are dietitian-approved, calorie-smart meals around 550 per serving. And you can choose from breakfast items to like bacon and cheddar egg bites or potato bacon and egg skillet. I love the apple cinnamon pancakes. So does Oliver. So this November, get Factor. Head to factormeals.com/Gabby50 and use code Gabby50 to get 50% off. That's code Gabby50 at factormeals.com/Gabby50 to get 50% off. Our next partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I talk a lot about gut health on this show, and it's because I know firsthand what it's like to suffer from having gut issues. It sucks. It takes up your whole life. And taking care of ourselves starts with taking care of our tummy. So when I started drinking AG1, the turnaround was beyond mind-blowing. My gut felt better and I felt even more energized and overall just ready to face each day. And that's because AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that supports your body's universal needs like gut optimization, stress management, and immune support. Since 2010, AG1 has led the future of foundational nutrition, continuously refining their formula to create a smarter, better way to elevate your baseline health. And I know firsthand that following a daily supplement routine is not easy. I got a text from Josh, our producer, right before we got on a plane to go to Toronto, and he's like, "Can you bring me some AG1 travel packs?" And I was like, "Yep, I got you." And I just love that I know I'm getting all the supplements I need. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that is why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Gabby. That's drinkag1.com/Gabby. Check it out. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, Gabby. Thank you so much for having me on and thank you for all that you do. I've been following you for many years now, and I really appreciate the guidance that you provide on a daily basis. And I'm loving the app, by the way. So helpful, especially the daily reminders.
I'm going to celebrate that right now because that, thank you. I just want to just give you a little teachable moment. That Gabby Coaching Membership app is everything to me. I've put my heart and my soul, and my team continuously puts their heart and their soul into this. And we're developing new things and always finding new ways to deliver the content and new messages that we can put in there. And it feels so exciting to hear you say that back to me. So I'm actually teaching and receiving at the same time. To teach is to learn. I'm borrowing the benefits of my own podcast. So I'm going to feel that feeling right here in this moment of you saying, "I love the app." And by taking that in and feeling that, it multiplies. It multiplies. It multiplies. So that's your message first. I'm going to let you ask your question. But Rochelle, the first message here is that when you feel like somebody is saying something that opens your heart or complimenting you, or you have an opportunity where you feel into that abundance, I want you to really take a moment to take it in. Because there's too many years I've spent overriding these moments and I'm not doing it anymore. Taking it in. Thank you. That's my abundant moment. Let's get into yours.
Great. Thank you for sharing. I have been trying to get better at receiving and placing my hand on my heart and just breathe in the compliments or the positive energy when I can. So my question is actually about how to help manifest abundance for myself and my wife. She recently had a beautiful opportunity to record a podcast for ABC to spread the word about, it's called Reclaim the Forgotten League. So to spread the word about integrating baseball. And the reach is slow to start, but I'm trying to figure out how to help manifest more abundance in terms of just getting the information and the word out there and helping to create sustainable change.
Okay, so where can we send people? Let's do it right here, right now, create more abundance. Is there a URL we can send people to?
Any place that you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, et cetera, you would just search for Reclaimed the Forgotten League. That's under ABC Audio. And thank you, Gabby. That wasn't my intention to promote it.
I know it wasn't, but you know what? I can feel that release, right? It's not thirsty. It's not like, oh, promote my thing, Gabby, right? And so that makes me want to promote that. Does that make sense? Like when your energy is just at ease and you're doing good work and you're just proud of the work, people want to share it. People want to share it. So Reclaim the Forgotten League. Yes?
Yes.
Go listen to that podcast, people. But keep going. Keep asking the question.
Yeah. So a little bit of a background. I'm a yoga teacher. I'm a Reiki master. I'm an energy healing practitioner. I try to meditate and connect to spirit as often as I can. And that's been very helpful. I've used a lot of your guidance to do that. But I do feel like when it's pertaining to manifesting something for someone close to me, such as my wife, that there might be some personal energy there. But I'm just trying to kind of move that out of the way so I can create the most space for like pure abundance.
So you can't manifest for somebody else. If you're connected to the project and you want to bring your positive energy into it, yes, but it's murky because when you start to try to manifest something for someone else, exactly what you just said starts to happen. It feels entangled. It feels a little bit off. We only have the power to control and to manifest what it is that we want to bring into our life. So your wife may have some resistance around, just making this up, may have some resistance around being seen or may have some feelings of lack that she's working out, and you can't override her experience by manifesting something for her. You can pray for her, be a positive force of energy for her. You can be there to dialogue with her about it in a positive way when you receive the request from her, when she asks for it. But you can't infuse your manifesting power into her situation. Does that make sense to you, Rochelle?
Yes. And I'm reminded of some recent advice you gave lately was to focus on the feeling. So would you suggest maybe just focusing on the feelings that I would want to have surrounding this for myself?
Yeah, because I guess it's in some ways your manifestation too, but it's her project. Is that correct?
Yes.
So your manifestation is for her. So when you say the feeling, what is the feeling that you want?
Great question. I guess I want to feel a release.
So you want to feel released about her, feel less attached to her project?
No, I just want to feel like a release of the information's finally getting to where it needs to go.
Great. So I think this is an inside job of prayer. Visualize people listening and hearing it. Visualize this spreading, almost like angels going into the phone and popping it up to the top of someone's feed. Start to see those visions in your mind's eye. And yes, cultivate that feeling of what it would feel like to be released and to let it go and to see it unfolding naturally. And I like the word released for many reasons. One, releasing the content out to the world, but two, released for you. Because if you release it, then she can release it, right? So we're always entangled with our partner's energy. And so if there's any kind of clenching or clutching onto it that she's having, if you release it, she'll borrow the benefits of your release. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Great. Okay. So don't talk to her about this at all. Do not let her listen to this episode. She could just know that I plugged her show. I'm just kidding. She can listen. But I like the idea of you doing this privately. It's not something that she even has to know about. It's just you practicing release. You release it so it can be released into the world and so that you can release her and she can feel that release and borrow the benefit of it. Does that make sense?
Yes, I can do that. Thank you so much.
Rochelle, you're kicking ass, honey. You're doing great. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Keep it up. And you have such nice energy. I bet you give great Reiki sessions. Such beautiful energy. I can feel it through the audio.
Really appreciate that. I receive positive feedback and I'm just grateful to be of service.
Thank you, my love.
Thank you, Gabby.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What is something that works so well that is basically magic, like air conditioning or noise-canceling headphones? This is exactly how I feel about selling on Shopify. They make it so easy. Shopify gives you the support that you need to take your business to the next level. When I was 20 years old, starting my first business, literally plugging my computer into a phone jack to have dial-up, I don't even remember how we did it. I swear to God, people, this is how I had to promote at that time. I wish I had Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify literally powers 10% of all e-commerce in the United States. From the launch online stage to the first real life store stage to the did we just hit $1 million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. And Shopify makes it easy for you to show up exactly the way that you want. Online, customize your online store, use styling tools, flexible templates. It's just pretty amazing. And I can't believe that you guys have these resources that I never had when I was starting out. Oh, the hours of dial-up, spreadsheets, BCC, cut copying emails. Those days are over. You can make a sales page in minutes. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Gabby, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Gabby to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Gabby.
Who's next?
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. I don't know why I knew I would bring to meet you today.
Everybody knows. They always know.
It's like the first time I'm raising my hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be here. I've been following you for 3 years now. I read all of your books. Did your manifesting challenge. I'm actually like doing your Make-All Miracle challenge as we speak for the second time.
Nice.
Yeah, I feel it's a good like detox every year. So I feel I have a lot of like abundance in my life. Like I manifested one of my dreams. Like I moved to the West Coast this year. My relationship are amazing. My family like for. We have like our health is good. So, but the only thing I feel is missing for me is I actually launched my business in June. I became a life coach thanks to you. You were part of the process and I had a few clients, but now I don't. And I feel kind of like stuck because I love what I do. I work with women, I love helping them, but I'm not making any revenue right now. So, it's just kind of like stressing me out.
Great question for this episode. This is such a good question for this episode. So do you have another profit center of any kind or is it just the coaching?
Well, it's just the coaching. I'm also a yoga teacher and I am kind of like launching both at the same time. So, but for now it's like my full time. Like I've left my job a year ago. So like, it's like my full time job.
Okay. And do you have any other revenue sources?
Nope.
Okay. Here's something I like to share. It's a practical message, but it's also very abundant energy. So I've always believed in multiple profit centers because if particularly for entrepreneurs, I mean, obviously if you have a job, you have a job. And I don't actually think that when you have a job, you should go moonlighting because I think that's kind of fucked up to your employer. But when you're an entrepreneur, I think having multiple profit centers actually is a beautiful thing because let's say you have a side gig that's something that you know how to make money at more easily, that you only commit a certain amount of time to because you know that you don't want to be taken out. And then you have your coaching or whatever it might be over here on the other hand. And the two at the same time, or maybe even three at the same time, support one another from this stance and energy of abundance. Because if something falls off, you can pick the other one up and you can rely on that. This is really valuable, particularly when building and growing. But I still continue to do this today. My business has many different multiple profit centers. I'm not just resting my hat on speaking, or I'm not just resting my hat on writing books or doing a podcast. And so if one season something is down, I can put energy into the others. And so as an entrepreneur and someone who's sort of following in my footsteps, starting off as a coach, I think that's extraordinary. I really do believe in multiple profit centers. So if there's something that you've done in your past career or in another life that you really loved and that you can make money doing, don't block yourself from the capacity to do that. That's just one practical suggestion, but it's also a spiritual suggestion because when we have that stability and that energy, I always say like, don't quit your day job too soon because we put so much pressure on the dream job. Nevertheless, that's just a message just universally. But where you are right here, right now, and you had clients and now you don't have them anymore, what do you think shifted? Why is it that you don't believe you have them now?
Maybe because at that time, I didn't have the pressure of like actually having revenue stream. And now it's like I'm doing this full time. So I feel, and also I was like maybe reaching out more to people, but now I'm trying to get people to get to know me. And also I moved to this new area. So I'm very new here. So I think that the fact that I didn't have the financial stress also helped.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I'm just trying to like, not that I'm not liking it, like doing it like by pleasure, but it was just like, you know, like I'm doing it and like I'm helping people. Like if I make money, I make money. If I'm not, like I'm not. So I think that might.
I think that is the answer because abundance comes out of service and joy. My entire career is built out of service and joy. In the service of others and in the joy of the work, it has manifested. So maybe it's possible that putting so much pressure on this one career path at this point in time, not that you can't do it full time because you will. But remember, I was a publicist by day and a spiritual teacher by night. I did this for many years before it became my full-time path. So this message to you today is maybe there is an additional source of revenue that you can access through a different type of career path simultaneously. Because you want to be in an energy where you feel that you don't have to put that financial pressure onto your craft, onto your art, and particularly onto something that's new that you're developing and growing. So I think that my answer, my intuitive answer of multiple profit centers is an abundant answer. And it may be like, screw you, Gabby, I just want to be doing this all day long. Well, yeah, but we also have to pay our bills. So getting into any energy of work, any form of work is an abundant energy. Like I said to other folks on the show before, I've said, when you receive that paycheck from whatever it is that you might be doing, whether it's a side hustle or a night job or whatever it is, that paycheck is something I want you to pray over. I want you to hold it. I want you to feel into it. I want you to be grateful for it, even if it isn't the full-time job that you want to be having. And that is very valuable and very important that we recognize our ability to earn, even when it's not exactly the way we want to be doing it. And I think that when we receive any form of money exchanged, that is an abundant energy. And so that's my advice, honestly. It may not be exactly what you wanted to hear, but it's what I know to be true.
Thank you, Gabby. I knew that it was like the answer, but I was just trying to like see if, you know, I had other solution.
Well, I think that the main message and the other solution really is that when you take the pressure off, your work can thrive and you also put yourself into an energy of receiving financial support. So that's exciting. Both things can be true. You can take the pressure off and create and cultivate and manifest this career while simultaneously being grateful for the money that's coming in this other arena. Both things can be true. And so it doesn't have to be one or the other. You can celebrate the success and the abundance of both.
Thank you, Gabby.
You're welcome, my love. And let's give you a little gift. I'm going to give you this the absolute last day that you can get the manifesting bundle. So I'm going to give you the manifesting challenge and the bundle. So you're going to have the whole rest of the year law of attraction coaching coming in from me leading up to the 21-day challenge, which starts on January 1st. And I'm also giving you this other bonus gift, which is the Art of Manifesting workshop. So there's some abundance, sister. Go take it. Go for it. Use it. Apply it. And don't be afraid to get a day job or a side hustle. I'll call it a side hustle. I don't even not call it a hustle. Let's call it side abundance, a side platter of abundance. There you go.
I love that.
I like that too. This is my side platter of abundance. All right. Let's take one more person. Hi, Ivy.
Are you seeing me? I am in my pajamas. Sorry. I wasn't expecting to be picked up.
It's my favorite when you guys are like in the shower, your pajamas, whatever it might be. It's my favorite. Not that in the shower, but like people, when I first started this show, it was on Instagram and people would come on live and they would literally be like wearing like green masks on their face or they'd like be flushing the toilet and coming out. It was during COVID. They'd be like coming out of the toilet or they'd be like lying in bed with their partner. It would be like crazy shit going down. So I want more of that. Bring it in, Ivy. What's going on, honey?
Hi. First, I would like to say thank you. I did your manifestation challenge in January and I bought the app as the other friend told her. I'm loving the app.
You like the
very
app.
Very amazing.
Yeah.
And you have all meditations and the people, I have a question in the support and the people were very generous with me. Quick answers. And they were so funny. A guy who wrote me the email was so funny. And I said, oh, thank you. I am really loving the app I'm using. And I would like to say thank you. I am pretty happy since I've been meeting you. It's going to, and I'm so admiring how you are doing in this crisis. And it's going, you and Michaela are comforting me so much. Mm. And I would like to say thank you. Today is to say thank you and thank you. Thank you so much. And that is it. Bless you. God bless you, all your team, Josh, and everybody.
First of all, you're giving me such an energy of abundance right now. So as we talk about this, I'm just feeling you so deeply. You took the manifesting challenge. You joined the Gabby Coaching Membership app. And you know that you have the challenge inside your app. So as long as you're an app member, you get all the challenges. But what also is so beautiful to me is that you're really exuding such joy and you're extending it through the screen, through the audio. And you're, you know, celebrating my customer happiness team, which, by the way, is the best customer care on the freaking planet. A+ customer happiness. They are unbelievable. And so you're celebrating that. It just gave me chills. Like I just felt such gratitude. Thank you. I feel so overwhelmed with joy to have that reflected back to me. And so I wanted to take this another teachable moment in real time to just feel that feeling. So when somebody gives you these blessings of their praise or their gifts or their gratitude, feel it, people. I'm feeling your gratitude and it's expressing as gratitude inside of me. And I just feel it so deeply. And I just want to extend it back to you and then receive it back and give it back to you. And so whoever is listening, I hope you're feeling this gratitude right now because that gratitude is contagious. It has resonance. It's just so powerful. And so you said the word thank you to me. And I think that's the perfect way to close this show. One of the most profound ways to attract more abundance into your life is to be in the energy of thank you. Thank you, universe, for revealing to me the next right action towards earning. Thank you, universe, for revealing abundance to me in every corner of my life. Thank you. Just being in the blessing of thank you. And you, my love, I want you to know that your thank yous have activated a real piece of gratitude inside of me today. And so I'm saying thank you right back to you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. She's giving me little hearts. Yes, I love you. Yes. Thank you, my love. Thank you. And I want to thank everybody listening. This is such a high vibe conversation. This is such an abundant conversation. If you're in that place where you feel like I don't know how to make money. I don't know how to earn for my great work. I don't know how to receive. I don't know how to say yes. I don't know how to take a compliment. Let this show be your chance to start to say thank you, start receiving, start feeling into the gratitude of what possibly is inside of you and what can be continuously manifesting into your life. Ah, I love you guys. I can't wait to see you all inside that manifesting challenge. We can cultivate even more energy and gratitude and abundance. And if you know that you're going to get in there, go to deargabby.com/challenge and get in today to manifest your Gabby manifesting bundle, which is gone today. Go there now. deargabby.com/challenge. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. This has been such an abundant episode for me. So joyful. Thank you. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.